This month, teachers across California put aside their regular curriculum to administer the state's high-stakes SAT-9 exam. But not every student took the test. Some students got waivers, others just skipped school. People who celebrate higher test scores around the country may not be counting these kids. In fact, in some schools, when scores go up, so do dropout rates. Youth Radio's Nzinga Moore brings us stories of students in the San Francisco Bay Area who reject California's test, but not because they don't care about learning.
Paloma Salazar skipped this year's California statewide SAT-9 exam, but she didn't skip homework on test days.
The only homework I have to do today is math, so that's all I'm going to do. It's too quiet. I need the radio on.
Authoritative. Paloma is not a slacker looking for excuses to skip school, but she believes the SAT-9 test, which doesn't count towards her grades or graduation, has nothing to do with her education. She went to school every testing day in May and sat in the same classroom with her test-taking friends. While they answered questions with number 2 pencils, Paloma put on her headphones, spread out her books and papers, and caught up on some extra homework.
And, like, I'm listening to my music while I do my work. So they're like, oh, I wish I could be doing that or something. I mean, it looks by their expressions, they're just looking at me like, oh, you know, maybe I should have waved out or something, so.
To wave out or skip the test, all Paloma had to do was get a signature from her mother, an option schools don't advertise. That's because a school needs 90% of its students to take the test if they want any of the almost $700 million in state testing money. A school that shows the greatest improvement can receive payments as high as $25,000 per teacher. There are students who are tired of bad teaching and old textbooks who think the test might help. When Antonia Afamasaga heard that one of her classmates was getting a parental waiver, she tried to convince him to take the test.
It's okay to have your own opinion, but also at the same time, you have to think about what's going to be good in the outcome, what's going to benefit you more, taking the test or just not going to school at all. But school is really a place for you, so if they make more money, then your school is going to be in better shape. Your libraries are going to have more books. You're going to have more computers, which gives you a better environment to learn in.
Come on, guys, let's get the hallway cleared out.
It's test day at Balboa High School.
Right now, I have about, in my classroom right now taking this test, are about 70% of the students who are supposed to be here.
In Lisa Morehouse's classroom, most students work through the entire period. But a couple stared out the window or put their heads down on their desks. Last year, only 67% of the students at Balboa took the test, and the school ranked last on the state index. This year, Vice Principal Ted Barone needs to show improvement to qualify for state money. He raffled off prizes to students who completed each section of the test, but that didn't always work.
This young man, who is a 10th grader, was brought to me because he was refusing to take the test. And so I laid out to him the three reasons why he should take the test. You know, you learn about yourself so you know what you need to do to get where you're going. It helps us help you because we know where your deficits are and we can, you know, adjust our curriculum to help you. And thirdly, you help the school. And I finally said to him, if none of those work, and you need to go to another school because you're not welcome here at Balboa. And he says, okay, I'll go take the test. So he's been here every day taking the test.
Ed Hartle, a professor at Stanford University, thinks tests can help struggling students. But he says placing so much emphasis on tests can create other problems.
I was at a conference a few years ago, and one of the most telling things I've heard a teacher say in a long time was about the high-stakes testing. She said the worst thing about it was that it caused the teachers to resent the students who couldn't get good scores. And that so undermines the relationship that we want between teachers and students.
It's hard to convince every student to suffer through a test that doesn't even count for their grades or graduation. But in a couple of years, all seniors in California will have to pass a high school exit exam for their diplomas. Ditching that test means ditching high school. In the meantime, adults and administrators who believe these tests will benefit all students, even low performers, have a long way to go to prove it. For NPR News, I'm Nzinga Moore in Berkeley, California.
Reporter Nzinga Moore's story is part of a series, Making the Grade, produced by Youth Radio in Berkeley, California.